This is 89.1 WEMU, and we welcome you to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each Monday we chat with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor about your civic engagement opportunities for the week ahead. And how was your holiday, Mary?
It was terrific. I did absolutely nothing. So it was sort of my perfect holiday vacation.
Well, I know you were dog sitting. I know you were dog sitting. You had a companion that was very furry and adorable.
Yes. Yes. I tend to overshare about my animals on social media. So.
Well, I don't know if you are a football fan or not, but Michigan Stadium was certainly full on Saturday, and based on television ratings, most of those who weren't there for the Michigan-Ohio State game were home watching. Were you among them, or did you avoid that like the plague?
You know, I didn't watch it. I used to have a tradition of going to the Old German downtown and watching at the bar there, but... you know, I haven't done that this year, so I can hear the echoes of the crowd from where I live, so that's about as much as I participated this weekend.
Well, about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, it was an awful quiet walk through Ann Arbor.
Oh, for sure. A lot of disappointed fans.
Well, a great number of the students on the University of Michigan campus are now shifting their focus away from football and onto something of greater substance. Last week, U of M President Mark Schlissel announced that the administration was beginning talks with white nationalist Richard Spencer about a potential on-campus speech. Now, the reaction from students has been to organize. Mary, exactly what are they organizing?
There's actually an entire week of action. There are events scheduled every day, including today. This evening, there's an anti-Spencer sign-making party at East Quad. Later in the week, tomorrow, there's going to be a protest on the Diag in the evening. And Thursday, there's a student strike planned all day. There are also
which means they will not be going to classes?
That is my understanding for people who do that. I don't know how widespread it'll be, but there's certainly a large number of students who are really angry about the decision to even to negotiate for having him potentially come to the university.
And we should also mention it is not only going to be just protests and perhaps student strikes, but there's going to be teach-ins, and the issues that surround Richard Spencer and those kinds of groups are going to be a part of the educational dialogue that takes place on campus as well.
That's right, and that includes Thursday. There's going to be a conversation with elected officials at the Michigan League. I'm not sure who all is going to be invited or who can attend. But it's certainly something that it's an important issue. It's very high profile. A lot of controversy in terms of, you know, whether people think he should even be allowed to speak on campus. So
what a tough call that is. You know, President Schlissel in a very tough position. He's made clear his own personal disagreement with the Spencer messaging. He must weigh the right to that free speech against the potential harm of hate speech, and do so from the venue of a college campus that by design is supposed to explore, discuss, and learn about the perspectives of all ideologies. So with such a volatile environment surrounding Richard Spencer and the reaction to him, the president has to weigh the potential for violence and the responsibility to keep the students and the campus safe. Would you want that job?
I would not want that job. I think he knew that that came with the territory. I'm a little disappointed in the last minute calling a meeting, you know, kind of at the 11th hour to announce this decision. I think that could have been handled in a much better way. You know, it's right before the Thanksgiving holiday, so I think that that was a little tough. Knowing that it was going to be controversial, I wish they had given a little more notice and had a little bit more opportunity for people to speak out.
We will have to see how that all plays out. I suspect that there was some concern about the potential of lawsuits and everything, and keeping the dialogue open may be a play to avoid that. But again, that is not something that I know with any certainty whatsoever. Again, we'll just have to see how this plays out through the course of the next week or so. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Mary Morgan, and Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner each Monday for Civic Matters. Another opportunity this week, Mary, has to do with the state's criminal justice system. There have been ongoing calls for reforming the system, particularly when it comes to the incarceration of juveniles, and with a greater eye towards the overall impact on youngsters. How can we get a little more insight into these issues this week?
The League of Women Voters is having one of its brews and views. This is a new speaker, monthly speaker forum that they've organized. And this one is going to have a representative from the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency. It's a statewide organization. My guess is that they will talk about the campaign that's called Raise the Age. It's an attempt to get the court jurisdiction to raise a juvenile age from 17 to 18. Michigan is one of only five states that automatically prosecutes all 17-year-olds as adults. And so that's been a concern for activists, and I think that that's probably going to be one of the topics for this event.
Yeah, the primary concern being that it perpetuates a cycle and takes potentially productive youngsters who have made a mistake and puts them into a system that they may not escape moving forward. So certainly something to learn about there. And again, that is going to take place at Holmes Brewery on Jackson Avenue at 7:30 on what night? Tuesday, right?
That's on Tuesday. That's tomorrow night. Yep.
For those interested in health, agriculture, and the environment, there's a spot open on the Washtenaw Food Policy Council. And if I'm correct, Mary, this is an appointed position?
It is. It's appointed by the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. They will be making that appointment. There are actually, I think there are six vacancies on the Food Policy Council. They'll be making their appointment next week at their meeting. You have certain sectors that you have to fit into, but there's a broad range of sectors from nutrition, human services, agriculture, healthcare, education. So very likely that you would fit into one of those. So I would encourage people to check it out. That's on the if you Google Washtenaw County Food Policy Council, you'll find their website, and we'll also link to it from our site, and I'm sure you will too.
And I believe that for those who do apply and are appointed, they'll serve two-year terms beginning January 1st of 2018.
Once again, you are correct, sir.
You know how rarely that happens? I love when that happens. Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Civic Matters. It's our regular Monday get-together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative to talk about your engagement opportunities for the week ahead. And Mary, the cold winter is right around the corner, and while most can find warmth and comfort in our homes and apartments, it's certainly not the case for everyone. And we do have an opportunity to use this holiday season to provide some help to those who need it. But rather than generic donations, are there specific items we should be considering?
There are. The Delana Center, which is the shelter for people in our community who are homeless, they have a wish list, and I would encourage people to check this out. It is a range of super practical things that we often take for granted, things like toothbrushes and toothpaste, hand sanitizer, facial tissue, deodorant, shaving cream, and razors, those kinds of things.
Yeah, new socks, underwear, blankets, coats, those, all of those.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, in addition to being aware of the longer hours that the shelters open in the winter and the warming centers and some of these other things, that just to remember and keep top of mind that there are some ongoing things that the shelter could really use for people who are in need.
Well, those are good ideas, one and all, and it is a season of giving. So again, to find out what is needed and all that is on the wish list, visit the Delana Center's website. You'll find it at AnnArborShelter.org. And with that spirit of giving, Mary, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. It's a national day of giving that is vitally important to nonprofits, universities, schools, art and cultural institutions and the like. Organizations like the Arts Alliance, Michigan Theater, and Safe House Center, they're all going to be asking your support tomorrow, as will the U of M and EMU. WEMU, we're going to be participating as well with a one-day $50,000 pledge drive. The donations made tomorrow help support the people and resources needed to bring you programs like Civic Matters on WEMU, which, Mary, that is certainly important to you and I.
Absolutely. I'm really grateful for this partnership. You know, Civ City does a year-end fundraiser as well, and we're kind of in the middle of that. But we could not do it without your support and WEMU support. I hope people will be generous and that you'll reach your goal tomorrow.
As you look to what you need to do prior to the end of the year, people can find out how to contribute and help to sustain Civ City Initiative at civcity.org, correct?
That is correct. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a continuing partnership with WEMU.
And WEMU, again, will be conducting a one-day pledge drive tomorrow, the goal $50,000. You can make a contribution right now at WEMU.org. It will count towards that overall goal. And everyone, including you, Mary, invited to stop by WEMU tomorrow as part of the Giving Tuesday one-day pledge drive. We're going to be hosting an all-day live jazz jam session. Now, this is going to feature, as the anchor, Kurt Kroenke and his trio. They'll be performing right here in our home at King Hall on the Eastern Michigan University campus. A lot of musicians are going to be stopping by to sit in, entertain you, and hopefully inspire you to give to WEMU. That jazz jam session is going to run from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. So plan on stopping by and spending part of your day with WEMU on Giving Tuesday. Find all the details at WEMU.org. Well, Mary, I thank you for all you give to Civic Matters and to WEMU, and I look forward to our next conversation next week.
Have a great week. Take care.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner every Monday. For more information on what Civ City has going on, visit civcity.org. To learn about today's topics, visit WEMU.org. For Mary Morgan, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.